Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You think about the verse, a gentle answer turns away much wrath. Most people would say that's a great Bible verse for the exploder. Well, here's the thing. The exploder needs to apply this part of the verse. A gentle answer turns away much wrath. But the stuffer needs to apply too, because the stuffer's not giving any answers. They're saying, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. So see, the stuffer needs to say, a gentle answer turns away much wrath.
Boy, that's good advice, and that is the wisdom of Lisa Turkhurst. She's the author of a new book called Unglued, and today here on the Homeward Broadcast, you're going to hear a conversation with Lisa talking about a woman's guide to handling raw emotions. We know that women are emotional creatures. We like that, especially we guys, but how do we handle that? Are women just suspect to raw emotions and these emotional outbursts, or can they actually have some control over the matter? We're going to find out during the next half hour. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Congratulations to APU. 8 years in a row now, capturing the NAIA Director's Cup, an honor presented by the NCAA, and it's the country's best overall athletic program, and APU has one of them. All right, here's part one of my conversation with Lisa now on Homeward. Today on the program, we are joined by Lisa Turkhurst, who is an author and a speaker and just an all-around nice person. And Lisa, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. What a great introduction.
Well, I try to keep it short and get right to the heart of things because, but we know that you've worked with Shawnee Feldhahn, of course, who's a big fan. We're big fans of hers. I hope she's fans of ours, too.
Oh, sure she is.
But we're talking about an issue that is so very, very important for us to get our hands around, because when you're talking about women and emotions, a lot of times, I mean, especially as guys, we'll say, okay, it's women and they're emotional, and it's our job to just go find a game in the other room and just wander away and let them be emotional, you know? And the culture, I don't even think, knows what to do with it anymore. We know that women are emotional beings, but you've written a book called Unglued that kind of helps us get a better handle on what are the sources of these emotions and why do women have a tendency to come unglued. Is that a fair assessment of what we're talking about?
Yeah, so the book is called Unglued, and the subtitle is Making Wise Choices in the Midst of Raw Emotions. Mm-hmm. So it's not an examination of all the emotions that we go through. What it really is getting at the heart of when we have a conflict, what is going to be our reaction? So the whole book really is about reactions. Now, here's the interesting thing. Yes, it is written for women because women are traditionally emotional creatures, but so are men. Mm-hmm. Men have emotions too, and men have conflict too.
What do you
And
know?
So what I really think is going to happen is women will buy the book and then they'll want to discuss the book in their relationships. So with their husband, with their girlfriends, with the women in their church, with their mom even.
Oh no, not the mom. No, we won't go there just yet. Oh boy. Well, you talk about the emotional and the fact that you put choice into something that's written about emotions, that must be in and of itself kind of a long conversation to have, because I know a lot of times when you hear someone talking about the emotions that they're dealing with, I mean, I think of this, for example, I have a daughter right now and she is in love. And you can tell every time she's with her boyfriend that she is just smitten for this guy. Mm-hmm. And if you ask her why, she'll say, I don't know. That's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. And we tend to say, well, okay, there's nothing you can do about that. But there's a choice that goes into how we act on those emotions, isn't
That's
there?
Right. There is a choice. And I want to help people make wise choices in the midst of those raw emotions, because I know what it feels like to make unwise choices in the midst of the raw emotions. So here's one of my secret goals of the book, that a woman's going to be sitting in bed one night, she's going to be reading it, and then she's going to feel so compelled to either call her girlfriend or her mother or roll over and look at her husband and say, oh, I have got to read you this story. And you will see that Lisa is way crazier than me. So this woman is going to feel so normal as she reads this book and really understands. But here's the thing, our feelings are valid and good. Mm-hmm. And God gave us feelings. God gave us emotions so that we can experience life. But God gave us emotions so we can experience life, not destroy it.
Mm.
You see, our feelings should be indicators, not dictators. They should indicate what we're facing, but not dictate how we react to it. Sounds really good, right? But it's very, very difficult. So that's why I wrote this book, Unglued, because I really want to help people identify what kind of reactor are you in different relationships, because we shift. Like, I will react differently to you than I would to my mother. I would react differently to my children than I would to my publisher. You know, we shift reactions, but I want to help people in the book Unglued identify what kind of reactor are you and what are some realistic, and I do mean realistic, not pie in the sky theory, but realistic emotional and spiritual strategies so that we can find what I call imperfect progress. Mm. We're not going to do it perfectly. We're talking about emotions and conflict, and everything's a bit complicated in that realm. But we can make imperfect progress, filling up with grace as we go along, but always making it just a little bit better.
Mm. And I'm glad that you don't treat your publisher like your children.
I'm so glad about that too.
You're going to have a great and long writing career, and your kids won't, you know, anyway. Let's talk about this emotion, the emotional makeup that we're talking about here. Women who fall into one of about four categories that you've identified. And I think of someone in my world who grew up in a home like this. Mom was what we used to call a rager. Mm-hmm. I mean, when her emotions got the best of her, she would just storm the house and nothing was good enough, not breaking anything, just emotional outbursts. Mm-hmm. And the kids grew up in this home, like not knowing when they were going to accidentally set off that trap and then how long it would take for the storm to go before it would blow over. And they just kind of figured, well, this is the ebb and flow of life. And as they moved into marriages and saw divorces and conflict because of that, it was interesting. Is that one of the exploding type of personalities?
Yeah. So there's two kinds of exploders and two kinds of stuffers. So the two exploders are the exploder that blames others and the exploder that shames themselves.
Mm.
And how you determine what you are, it all is a cross section of how you process your emotion and how you express your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Unglued, in the book, there's an assessment to help people determine, what am I? What kind of reactor am I? So here's the thing. If you're an exploder that blames others, you're always looking at, whose fault is it that's making me react this way?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I will do this with my kids sometimes in my not so glorious moments.
Right.
So I will say to my kids, if you wouldn't have lost your shoes, we wouldn't be running late.
Exactly.
But because you lost your shoes, and what kind of human loses their shoes? They're either on your feet or in your closet. What's so complicated about this, people? Seriously. But because you lost your shoes aren't on your feet, we can't leave, we're going to be late, and it's all your fault. That's the exploder that blames others.
Okay.
If you wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't react this way. So here's what the exploder that blames others needs to bring into that moment. A pause. Pause. Let the Holy Spirit interrupt your natural flesh response. It's amazing what a little pause will do. Then there's the exploder that shames themselves. So this is what you would do maybe with a customer service rep, that I bought their product doesn't work, I'm trying to return it, I have the receipt, and there is a policy, I'm within the 60-day limit, and they still are refusing me, totally unjustified. And so I don't scream or yell or anything, but I get very direct. I need to see your boss, because if you will not follow the policies and procedures of your organization, you're acting unreasonably, I need to return this product. Your product didn't work. I paid for it. I'm returning it. You need to give me my money back. If you can't help me, go get your boss. And then an hour later, I'm driving in the car, and I think to myself, of all my friends who would have been so loving to this woman, so gracious to this woman, they would have won her to Jesus, and we would see her on a Billy Graham special 6 months from now, and they would talk about the kind woman that came into the store and was just so gracious that they won her to Jesus. And so I'm an exploder that then later just shames
yourself.
Myself.
Yeah.
And so the exploder that shames himself, they need to add perspective. If this is the worst thing that happens to me today, it's still a pretty good day.
Mm, mm-hmm. Boy, that's powerful. Lisa Turkhurst is with us. She's the author of Unglued, and we're talking about how women and men, you're writing primarily for women and hoping that husband's going to get an elbow on the side saying, hey, I found this book.
Yes.
This is definitely going to
yes.
help.
Or the men will buy it and go, hey, honey, I think I've discovered that I am a stuffer that builds barriers, but I'd like to talk about this. And then their wives will read it too.
Once she comes up off the floor, you know, with the smelling salts and everything, saying, wait, my husband wants to talk about this?
Are you
kidding?
Fantastic.
But, well, you know, I think this is something that generationally we're starting to see. I mean, I'm certainly not in this generation, but I look at my kids in their 20s and I see people in their 20s and 30s. Guys and girls, men and women, are doing a much better job. I was talking to Dr. John Townsend about this one time, and he said, yeah, he says, men of the younger generation are a lot more emotionally healthy in this regard. So, I mean, I don't know that you would necessarily say that this is a book that a guy wouldn't read and say, hey, I can get something out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really do want to pay more attention to it. Why did I go off the handle and then feel so horrible about it afterwards? I mean, that's me. If ever I go across the line, I go back afterwards and go, that was dumb. That was stupid. What's the matter with you? You know, you're a Christian, you're a father, people know that. And yet people are going to see themselves in your writing. I mean, it's very, very real. It's mm-hmm. very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Today here on the program, we're talking with Lisa Turkhurst about her book Unglued. And as we continue, we've talked about the exploders. Now we have to take a look at the stuffers. And if you're a stuffer, stay with us. You've got to stay with us at the break, because you're going to find yourself, but you're going to get some hope and some help here on the broadcast. Today on the program, we're talking with Lisa Turkhurst. She's an author. She's a speaker. You might have seen her name on Made to Crave. Did I get that right? Okay. And has worked with Shadi Feldhahn, who's been part of our team for a while. And so grateful to have her here having this conversation about Unglued, how women can control their emotions, how anybody can. But I mean, of course, we're talking. It seems like women are more dialed into relationships than guys are. So women are paying more attention to their emotions. I mean, a very wise man in my world once told me that men look at emotions as problems to be solved rather than indicator. And I think that's how a lot of us guys deal with it. Boy, I'm really angry. I better go do something about that. You know,
yes.
And instead of saying, why am I angry? You know, I better go hit something, you know, and go to the batting cages. But you're so calm and you've got this great, cool demeanor about you. You're not a freak out woman at all. Right? Is that fair to say?
Oh, no, that's not true at all. I'm like most people, like in a calm business setting. I mean, right now, no one is doing something that's causing that conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, conflict comes when one of two things happens. Either we feel exposed or we feel opposed.
Mm.
You see, conflict will happen when we feel exposed, when someone does something that kind of taps into our insecurities,
sure.
our inadequacies, our vulnerabilities. So if you were to do that right now, you might see conflict
and then a reaction from me. Necessarily know I'm even doing that. I mean, that's the thing about relationship is I might say something that just really touches. I mean, my kids do this to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say something and it just all of a sudden just lights me up and I just, well, where'd that come from? Oh, wow, that reminded me of that situation.
Exactly. And see, and this is so interesting that you bring this up, because you're a man, and most, you know, it's kind of like this thing, like, well, men aren't emotional creatures. They are. And so that's why I'm passionate about making sure that this isn't just a book for women, mm-hmm. even though that is the genre that I typically write in. But this is a book for all of us, because we all experience conflict. We all feel exposed, like I just talked about,
mm-hmm.
or opposed. We want what we want, when we want it, how we want it. And if you prevent that, conflict is going to happen.
Right.
And so that's where that conflict comes from. So we've already talked about the exploders, and now moving on to the stuffers. You see, emotions never sit still. They're either going to go out or be pushed down.
Oh, I wish they would sit still. I mean, we could just kind of take them off at the end of the day and put them on the shelf, and that you wouldn't have feelings at night or when you're driving, and they just wouldn't hit you all of a sudden. You go, oh, wait a minute, where'd that come from?
Absolutely. So I can definitely be an exploder, and I tell lots of stories in the book about that, but I can also be a stuffer. You know, I tend to be a stuffer in a relationship with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to address this conflict. Really, I don't want to seem petty. I don't have time, or the relationship isn't worth all that drama. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And so I will take those feelings that I'm having and I'll stuff them down, and I'll convince myself that that's the more Christian thing to do.
Right.
But here's the thing. The first kind of stuffer we address is the stuffer that builds barriers. You see, the healthy way to I guess, push emotion down is to create boundaries where you open the communication up then to say, for example, if you have a friend that's always running late, this is what you do to create a boundary. You say, if you run late, I can't ride with you. I am so excited to see you once we get to the party, but I can't ride with you because it frustrates me so much to be late. So we'll take separate cars. Mm-hmm. That's the healthy way to create that boundary.
I like that.
But I don't do that a lot of times. I create barriers. I'll say, someone will say, Lisa, is something bothering you? Oh no, I'm fine. When in reality, I'm really not fine. And you see, what'll happen is I'll start to create this distance because I determine you're frustrating or you're not safe or you cause problems in my life, and I kill the intimacy. I may still talk to you on a surface level, but I'm not going to go deep with you anymore because I have this barrier. And so that's the stuffer that builds barriers. The other stuffer is the stuffer that collects retaliation rocks.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, I do this with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I will say in the moment to keep the peace, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm going to keep the peace, I'm going to keep the peace. And all the while, what I'm really doing is I'm stuffing down all my proof of how bad he is and how good I am. And eventually, I'm going to be pushed one little tiny bit too far. And I'm no longer going to be a stuffer. I'm then going to bring all those rocks of retaliation out, and I'm going to prove how right I am. And so that's the stuffer that collects retaliation rocks. And for that stuffer, we need to ask this question before we unload our proof. Am I trying to prove that I'm right? Or am I trying to improve this relationship? Because I cannot do both at the same time.
Wow, that's brilliant. And I was thinking of this word picture as you were describing these rocks, like there's this kind of closet area in your heart and all the rocks are there. And every time he tries to open up, you know, you hope you could just open up and walk in and, hey, you know, we're sharing heart to heart. But if they, after a while, you're going to open that door and all these rocks are just going to come out in like this landslide.
Yes.
and that it'll eventually just really suffocate the relationship. I love the image of improving rather than just proving, because that's a moving forward. And it's to your point about the fact that the emotions are always happening.
That's right. And so that's why I wrote this book, Unglued, because I felt like I have messed up in this area so much. And the Lord has taught me so much. And I really want to give this instruction and this inspiration and these spiritual and emotional strategies to other people, because everyone deals with conflict. Everyone comes to that moment of conflict when they're about to react. And how are we going to react? Because it matters.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe three of the most important relationships in my life over my lifetime have all had a measure of conflict in them that was healthy. And that's why they're so important to me. There's lots of, you know, and people are listening to this conversation right now, and you think about the people in your world that do this right now. It's tough enough to have emotional health with people in other relationships, Lisa. And yet you also devote a certain part of your writing and speaking to that enemy within. Mm-hmm. I mean, those negative voices, those, you know, all those things that people have said to us and that you can't unhear, and they were so mean or they were so cruel. And pretty soon you say, yeah, you know what? You really are like that. You know, you really are to this, that, or the other thing. How do you overcome that? Because I would imagine that as you're trying to keep women unglued, you know, from becoming unglued, that the negative self-talk would be huge.
Absolutely. I call it in the book negative inside chatter.
Okay.
It's that constant.
Yeah, and it's constant.
Inside the head, you know. And so I tell a story in the book about walking into my closet, and I had let my closet sort of slide. Like, it had just gotten to be a mess, let's just be honest, okay? So there was just stuff everywhere. And because I go into my closet every morning, first thing when I wake up, I go into my closet, put my exercise clothes on. Then I go exercise. Then I come back, take my exercise clothes off. I need other clothes, go back into my closet. And then at night, I go back into my closet, put the other clothes up, pull the pajamas out. So I'm in my closet a lot. And here's what I was doing. Every time I walked into my closet, I would go, oh, it's such a mess. It's such a mess. Yeah. It's such a mess. But after a while, I stopped saying it's such a mess. I started saying, I'm such a mess. I'm such a mess. I'm such a mess. And you see, it went from being a circumstance to a label. And as I started that inside negative self-chatter of I'm such a mess, I'm such a mess, I'm such a mess, it became a self-fulfilled prophecy. So I would look for proof of, oh yeah, I'm such a mess. See, that person's upset with me. Oh, I'm such a mess. See what happened there? I couldn't turn that in on time. Oh, I'm such a mess. Look at this. And so it became this label of almost self-fulfilled prophecy that I put on me. And then one day I was doing my quiet time and I was just laying my heart before the Lord. I'm such a mess. I'm such a mess. And the Lord was like, just speaking very tenderly deep into my heart through his scriptures. And it was like, no, Lisa, you have a messy closet. Like, go clean the closet. Like, see it as a call to action, not a self-condemning label. Go clean the closet. I clean the closet. The closet's not a mess. And then suddenly I realized I'm not a mess either.
Yeah.
You know?
Talk to that person and give them some advice to kind of help them deal with everything we've been talking about. They've been stuffing a little bit. They might want to explode. They might, you know, have the negative self-chatter. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, here's a really good thing. We have to think about it in a non-emotional moment. We can't wait until the conflict comes and then say, oh, you know, I want to be different, but I don't feel like being different. So that's why I want people reading this book unglued, so that they can get these emotional and spiritual strategies before that moment of conflict. Because in that moment of conflict, we're going to do what we've trained ourselves to do. And if we've always reacted in an explosive kind of way, that pattern's going to continue until we redirect something inside of our mind. So here's a great story from the Bible. It comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat was a king who woke up one day and three countries had banded together and were marching against him. In other words, he woke up and it really felt like the world was marching against he and his much smaller country of Judah. And I love what 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3 says. Just three simple words at the beginning of verse 3. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved. I love that his name was bookended into two realities. Yes, he was alarmed and he should have felt alarmed in that moment. But at the same time, he had already predetermined how he was going to react. He was resolved. He had trained his mind to inquire of the Lord. And that's what we need. We can feel alarmed, but at the same time, we need to already predetermine in our mind, this is how I'm going to change this pattern in my life. And then in the moment of conflict, we can implement that. You're not going to be perfect because we're dealing with craziness, you know, with conflict and relationships and unpredictable things. But here's the thing that I've learned. I can only control me. I can't control how other people act and react. But through God's power working in me, I can control me. And so that's where my focus has to be. And that's where this real progress, this imperfect progress, can happen.
Well, Lisa Turkhurst, you've given us a lot to think about. Unglued is the name of the book, Making Wise Choices in the Midst of Raw Emotions. And I love the cover. The cover alone is worth the reason to buy it anyway, too. That poor woman going, in the middle of the field. That's not you, is it?
That's not me. Okay. Several people have asked. It could be me, but it's not.
It's not. Well, thank you for giving us a blueprint to follow, whether we're exploders or stuffers, how we can actually put these principles into practice and get a hold of our emotions so we can use them for the way God intended them, which is just to kind of let us know what our heart's like.
That's right. Amen. Thank you. It's a great joy to be with you.
Well, it's great to have that time at the International Christian Retail Show with Lisa Turkhurst. The book Unglued actually debuted in the New York Times bestselling list in the top 10. As a matter of fact, it's a very, very popular book. And it's one that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends as well. When you visit our online resource center today at homeward.com, HOMEWORD.com, you'll find a link on Lisa's name, and it's TERKEURST. She's done some work with Shanti Feldhahn, who's a regular here at Homeward, was part of the Homeward Fam Conference earlier this year. And we're looking forward to a long partnership with Lisa, and grateful that she was speaking into this today about how women can handle raw emotions. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.